Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's very simple. The Browns have a pick at number 54. What do you want them to do? What do you want the Browns to do tonight? I know what I want the Browns to do tonight.
I'm just hoping, Kenny, that we have room for any more talent on this football team.
What are you trying to say?
I've just been told they have so much talent that...
They don't have talent?
Sure. A lot of teams have talent.
They're not a top 10 roster?
They have as much talent as Houston Texans? By the way, side note...
comparison.
CJ,
why would you pick them out?
Because we got embarrassed by them. CJ Stroud.
Man, you got to let it go.
CJ Stroud. The playoff game? I got to let the playoff game go?
It was a bad day at the office, okay? You're sitting there letting go of the Cavs game.
Because they have more.
You're letting go of the Cavs game.
Because they have more.
Who
has more opportunities? They lead the series, the Cavs.
Okay, yeah, that's the beauty of football. There's a bad day at the office. I'm still not going to overreact as an organization because of a bad day.
By the way,
it was a bad day.
CJ Stroud is blowing away everybody with his, I guess he was giving.
Great, awesome.
All sorts of analysis.
It's going wonderful.
Yesterday. Okay. I'm sorry.
Awesome. Good for him. Good for them.
Okay.
Glad things are going great down in Houston.
You're really holding it.
Go ahead. I'm
right
sorry.
Now,
sorry. Say what you're going to say.
Do you think that the Texans are ahead of them right now?
Well, they beat them, Anthony. So,
no,
yeah.
But that's too easy of analysis, I'm being told.
No, it's not. You said it. Nice. Fine. I'm not disagreeing. It's just about I can't sit there and keep going back to one afternoon. I don't know. Maybe I can. Maybe I should.
Well,
I mean,
which
what the
afternoon
hell?
Should we go back to? The second half against Baltimore?
All right. Well, we have a quarterback that we gave up 3 first-round picks for and then all this other stuff, so I guess we're just stuck, so I guess we shouldn't even talk about it. Is that it? Should we not even talk about the draft? Should we not even try to make the team better? I mean, the team is pretty good. We can always make it a little bit better. We just don't have that much room to make it better because I think it's still a good football team.
I do think they get better. I disagree with you about trading up for a wide receiver.
Trade up for just about anybody. It doesn't have to be just a wide receiver.
That's true. I don't think they're in a position right now to not have draft picks. I think they need more swings right now because their roster is so expensive that I think team building wise, they would be way better off almost in a way trading down and getting more draft picks if the value would be there. So that's where we would disagree right now. I think the key to extending the window and to making sure that it's not only about this year, but that you also, 2 years from now, can field a football team, a really good football team, has to do with having more swings.
How many guys, that's the whole thing, is how many guys am I supposed to put on the roster right now? Like, I got, out of this group, back-end guys, all right? This is going to get really nitty-gritty if you want me to. Do you want me to do this? All right.
Go ahead.
I mean, wouldn't you say 48 positions are spoken for? 48 positions? Out of 53, 48 are taken, so that leaves 5. Okay, they're not all going to be drafted. Not all drafted guys are going to make it. You're going to have some open spots. I mean, right now, you look at the back end. You have Like Isaiah McGuire could end up going. Other guys could end up going. Like there's room there. But do I really have to stockpile an armory of picks this year? Could I get it for next year?
Yeah, I guess part of what I'm assuming is, and I know this can be dangerous, I don't think Greg Newsom's going to be on the team in 2 years.
I don't either.
I don't think Wyatt Teller's going to be on the team in 2 years. I have Conklin. Don't think he's going to be. I know you have DeJuan Jones, so you could sort that out.
Conklin will not.
I don't know. I'm
probably not Wyatt either.
I'm assuming...
That's only been 7 years altogether, maybe.
Is it bad to assume right now that left tackle's not going to be here in 2 years?
Jed Wills?
Yeah.
All right, this ain't going to make anybody happy.
Okay.
If you want to take a guy in the second round or talk about second and third round and see if you can put it on that guy, I mean, lightning struck with DeJuan Jones. I don't know if it's going to strike that way, but they have been pretty decent at drafting guys in the middle rounds here and there. They have had misses. They have certainly had misses, and we have highlighted those. But they've done pretty well with offensive line. Again, Nick Harris, I think, could have been a starter, and he ended up getting hurt. And they had to go out and get Ethan Post.
Okay, difference, though, I want you to be clear, because you know the offensive line way more than I do. When you said he could be a starter, the Browns have been in such great shape on that offensive line. Man, it seems like dating all the way back to the Brian Hoyer years. We have been good on that offensive line, if not great, almost every year.
You keep me on task here.
Are we going would you say, hey, he's going to be a starter? Okay, are we still going to be great at that offensive line? Or is that a personnel group that is going to take a step back, maybe two steps back over the next year?
I want to see how this goes because Wyatt Teller, we had him in an interview yesterday. I recorded it before. And I think there's going to be a different approach with Andy Dickerson where I think that with Bill, it was, this is the technique, this is the system, this is how you do it, all right? And that was successful, by the way. Andy Dickerson sees to be, what is point A to point B, and how can we get you there that's going to fit your body and fit what you do well? That's what it seemed to come off to me in a limited conversation with Wyatt Teller. So I think that that's something we have to take a look at. But keep me back to the task at hand. Jed Wills. You asked me about Jed Wills. You might have no other choice but to say, you might be in a Jack Conklin situation. Mm-hmm. Like if he does decently enough this year, because I don't think Jed Wills is as bad as what we all make him out to be. He's certainly not that great. He is not that great. And he has not played better than Tristan Wirfs. And he has certainly not been what a number 10 overall pick has been. That is 100% true. But you might be in a spot where you might have to see what you can do with him because of what you don't have. Now, if they go out and they draft an offensive lineman, I think the writing is going to be on the wall, especially if they draft him at 54.
But so this is why the reason I'm getting to all that analysis is because we're going to look 2 years from now. We're going to look back 2 years from now, and if they just simply trade up, you know, when they're using more of their draft capital, we can't be shocked in like 2 years if we're like, well, what happened? Where did the drop-off happen? Why were we not able to keep it flowing, you know, with talent? Well, if you don't have draft picks, you can't really do it. And you can't do it all in free agency, especially when you've already paid out more money than anybody else in free agency.
So this is
in that time. There's only so much money. Like they're not going to be able to afford Greg Newsom. Or they're going to have to pick their spots on where they want to afford a guy.
That's true. I do think, though, that...
Like, is Amari Cooper on the team in a year?
216-474-0092. What do you want the Browns to do? I'd be more apt, though, to trade up. And I'll tell you why. If I don't have that many spots, this is where the analysis comes in. If I don't have that many open spots, I want to make the biggest punch I possibly can this year. Because I don't know what's going to happen here over the next couple of years, but I have a feeling that you're going to have to peel back some of the salary. You just mentioned guys who are going to be coming off the books. That's the whole reason I'm making about Greg Newsom. It's not about signing Greg Newsom long term. It's about, I don't think it's very realistic to get a two for him. I think you'll end up, because again, I kept asking everybody yesterday and nobody said yes. Would you give up a two for Greg Newsom? No one told me yes. So if the best you can get is probably a three, it's going to be a comp pick anyway. I'd rather hold on to him. Give Cam Mitchell, who a lot of people like, I know Nick loves him over in the afternoon, give him another year to help out, be a rotational player. You know he's going to start at some point anyway because of how banged up the secondary gets. So you'll be able to put Cam Mitchell in a better position. And then you're going to go, okay, I got another year with Cam, my fifth round pick, who played very well last year. and was very excited to make a big play against Chicago, I could put him in an advantageous position and feel better about putting him in a starting lineup in 2025. And then, my God, what are we saying about laser eyes Andrew Berry's by that point? Andrew Berry by that point. It's going to be 10D chess, and laser eyes are going to be cutting through walls because I got a fifth-round pick who's playing in a great secondary, and then I could let go of Greg Newsome, and I got a third-round pick coming back when I really need it, when I really need it. So I'm more willing to trade up in this draft from pick 54, and it's not just for anybody. I just want to end up at 33 for no reason. If there's somebody I really liked and it looked like he was starting to fall, let me see how much I could do. There's not much you can because I got to get the draft chart out and the pick chart and the value, but see if I can go and make the biggest punch with the type of player because it's about quality to me. It's not about quantity. Like they've had in teams drafts in the past where they had 13 picks because they were bereft of talent. Now they got talent on the football team. This team is ready to compete. I want somebody who can step in and contribute now. Then if I got fifth and sixth round or a sixth round pick and 2 7s, I either move those or there might be a guy that I go, I want to put this guy on the P squad. I want to put this guy on special teams and maybe turn him into my own version of Cam Mitchell. I want to take this guy and put him as a backup offensive lineman and see whether or not we can get something out of him to become the Nick Harris that I missed because of the injury that we had to let go because we brought in Ethan Posick because we needed a good center. Like that was, I think that Nick Harris could have started. I think it was a happenstance with Ethan Posick where he Wally pipped him and he couldn't let go of that job. So there has been some good in there, but I'd rather go with even less than go with more this season. I think you're going to get more naturally next season. 216-474-0092. What do you want the Browns to do? Do you even care what they do? I think you do.
You got to care.
Well, obviously you do, but I don't think that a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people know the names the way they did over the last 3 years. I don't think they know them the way they did over the last three seasons.
Obviously, not having the first-round pick has taken so much fun out of doing the deep dive into all the guys that could be taken because you're not just doing a deep dive into first-round guys. Mm-hmm. You're just looking at a slew of guys. Remember, other teams to trade up into the first round. Sometimes you get 2 first-round picks. Like that part, we have totally missed out on.
Like, do they end up taking? I mean, this is part of it. Running backs are there for you.
Yeah.
Do you just wait at 54? I mean, one of the three, like Trey Benson's going to be there from Florida State. Blake Corum's going to be there from Michigan. Like, there's going to be guys that can help out your running back room. I was defensive over Jerome Ford and who they had in that running back room last year. Pierre Strong. Well, I can't remember his name for whatever reason. I was defensive of those guys, but you're not going to bring back Kareem Hunt. Dante Foreman's there, but how much do you have left there? Who are you going to bring back? 216-474-0092. Chris in Chicago. Hello.
Gentlemen, such a great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to defend the movie Draft Day. I heard you guys kind of bugging on it yesterday.
Love
that movie.
Oh.
I love that movie. And listen, there's one thing they could have changed about that movie, and it wouldn't even have had to change the script, and you guys would have gone from not liking it to having it your favorite movie. Hear me out. What if Kevin Costner was listening to Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima during that movie instead
that
of the other
no
show?
That has no bearing. That has no bearing.
You don't think the whole thing
I'm glad somebody brought it up.
It does. It would been, you guys would love it. Come on, I was in A Christmas Story, and I like that movie, and I don't think that's a great movie. All right, so the Browns. They've got to pick no running back, Ken. They've got to pick. I think there are kind of holes on the team still. I think you add to the defensive backfield, or you add depth on. I'm trying to think here. You keep adding like depth on the O-line. Maybe they're not going to be coming in and helping, but you saw what the O-line did last season. They went through so many players, right? Like. I don't know. That's just
yeah. When
opinion.
You think about injuries, it's where you realize like, hey, it's not just about starters.
Thank you're
looking
Chris.
At, you're looking at all the starters.
Thanks, Scott.
You got to assume how many of these guys are going to be injured anyway over the next few years.
Marcus,
you always got to keep adding guys, to the fray. Just especially the way with the 17 game schedule. So you call it depth, but they can easily become your starters in short order.
What do you want the Browns to do? 216-474-0092. Is there a position? Is there a name that you must have in this second round. We will get to that. And tough talk at Orlando, calling out your Cavs and coming in hot at 9:45 on the Fan. Lamy, you got a hot take about the draft before we get to the Cleveland Cavaliers and trash talk
from
the Orlando Magic?
I got one that's going to sound ridiculous.
Let's hear it, brother.
I hope Pittsburgh trades for Brandon Ayuk. I think he is a...
I think you're stoned to the bejesus.
I think he is a system guy.
Oh, my God.
And they are
Shut
not
up.
Running that system in Pittsburgh. We don't even really know what system they're going to be able to run in Pittsburgh. I don't even know who's going to be throwing the football by week six in Pittsburgh. And they're going to have to make him
record
the highest.
This.
Listen to this.
Record this.
They are going to have to.
Record the whole show, Ken.
Yeah, well,
we record them all. Except there's like 8 years missing. Every time I want to go in the
Every
archives.
Every once in a while.
I think Ayuk is a system guy. I don't think they have the system to utilize his skills in Pittsburgh. And furthermore, when you trade for him, guess what you got to do, Ken? You got to make him the highest paid wide receiver in the game. I think that only does damage to Pittsburgh. Go ahead. Pittsburgh Steelers, I will applaud if they trade for Brandon Ayuk. That was me clap. I clap for my own take.
Well, I'm certainly not going to clap for it.
So you're worried. You're worried if they get him.
I wouldn't be thrilled, no.
Really?
I would not be thrilled, yeah. It's not, buddy, it's not Matt Canada over there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I know.
All right?
I know.
And the wide receivers they draft go crazy, but he wasn't drafted by them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a, I think that's a dangerous thing to hope for. To hope that the Pittsburgh Steelers get Brandon Ayuk is a dangerous thing to say on the radio on a station in the AFC North.
I know. I realize it.
It's a really stupid, irresponsible thing to say on a station here in the AFC North. That sounds like bring on the Yankees
I
to me.
I think right
I
now.
I don't like that. No,
bring
think,
on the Ayuk.
Yeah. Bring him on. I think
Not good.
Pittsburgh fans sound oftentimes like we have sounded over the years. Let's trade for this guy. Let's trade for this guy. That's
well,
a name I've heard
made
of.
Those trades.
I've seen him in the Super Bowl.
Elijah
I've
Moore,
seen,
Jerry Jeudy,
I've
Odell
seen
Beckham
him,
Jr.
And that's why I'm saying, I more times than not, these moves do not work out.
Amari
and
Cooper.
I do not think that is a
Jarvis
place
Landry.
Where it's going to work for him.
I...
Yeah, but the
Do you
the
see
difference
this
was,
reasoning
it
here
was
from
a
him,
fifth
or
round.
Am I wrong?
I didn't see it until you listed off Elijah Moore.
I'm delirious, right?
Which I didn't like. But the difference with Amari Cooper was that was a fifth
OBJ
round pick.
OBJ imploded a team.
The Browns? Who?
OBJ imploded a team.
The Browns?
The Cleveland Browns. They did not win that year. They should have. They went to the playoffs the year before.
That's Baker's
fault.
They went
to the playoffs 2 years after.
That's Baker's fault.
Oh,
when
okay.
His fault.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
the Browns' fault.
It was fine with the video that his dad put out and all that. That was fine.
That got him off the team, but it didn't implode the team.
It was fine.
Got him off the team.
There was no problems.
I mean, I can't help his dad's Martin Scorsese.
I mean, Ayuk has been to the Super Bowl.
Francis Ford Beckham Jr.
And he wants off the team.
Senior.
Like, good. Go to Pittsburgh.
True.
Go start to contaminate that place over in Pittsburgh. Those guys are never thrilled.
This does sound like the most Ken Carmen of
this
takes
sounds,
ever,
yeah, this sounds really me drunk.
See, we do role
this
reversal very well this
show. This is dumb.
I do. Wait, you think it's crazy that I think he's a system? Hold on, that I think he's a system guy. You think that's crazy? I believe in Shanahan. I don't believe in the players there. I believe in Shanahan.
I think
always.
He's a really good football player, and I think that that's a dangerous thing to sit there and think. And I also, as bad as everybody is on Arthur Smith right now, I think he does know how to call an offense. I think he knows how to protect a quarterback, and I think that, remember, he did call an offense once with A.J. Brown in it, and that seemed to go pretty well for everybody involved. So I think that this is a dangerous thing you're saying right here.
I get it's dangerous. I understand, but it's what I think
dangerous
fans
life.
Fall in love with the names.
I think you missed skiing back in the day, and so now you just decided to do these takes because you know you can't ski anymore.
Listen,
on South Beach.
I have been in the lap cooking, Ken. That is what I've been doing with these sports takes.
This is not smart.
So you think it's crazy to think he's a system guy?
I'm saying he could fit Pittsburgh's system.
What is their system?
And also be a very good quarter or very good wide receiver for them. I think their system is going to be run the ball, take care of the quarterback, and be able to do things. I think it could be like San Francisco's system. Yes.
So wait a second.
I think it could be like San Francisco's system. If everybody thinks that Brock Purdy is missing whatever it is that's missing, like he's there, but it's not like, you're allowed on the porch, but you ain't allowed in the house. Like, if that's the case with Brock Purdy, then you're saying the same. You got to look at the same way with Russell Wilson. You got to look at the same way with Justin Fields. You and I both saw Justin Fields and go, there's something in there that's with that kid. And if they make it strike, it's going to strike. Well, now they can run the football. They got Najee Harris, who's not as good as Jaylen Warren. You also have a decent enough wide receiver set. They can let go of Deontay Johnson. They still have George Pickens, who can be a bit of a goofball, obviously. But if you were bringing Brandon Ayuk there, you still have Pat Freiermuth. They addressed their offensive line yesterday. That is dumb. That is a dangerous thing to say, and irresponsible.
Here's why it's not dumb.
Don't say these things.
And here's why it's not irresponsible. That they will have to turn around and pay him $30 million a year. He's going to have to be the highest paid wide receiver, and I think he's a system guy. That, to me, is the epitome of going against how value works in the NFL.
In fact, I hate this segment so much, I'm texting.
I do like that point, Anthony, that it could hurt their salary
And
structure.
Here's another part. They got to give away a pick, a very, very high. This isn't a fifth-round pick like the Browns gave up for Amari Cooper. And they didn't have to make Amari Cooper the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. And I had no qualms about whether Amari Cooper was a system guy in Dallas. And he has not only been not a system guy, he's flourished here in Cleveland. And so that's why I'd be excited.
That's dumb.
I'd stand up and clap.
Right.
Go ahead, Pittsburgh.
216-474-0092. Do you agree
Let's
with
go.
Anthony or I? Because I think this is a really irresponsible,
and you know
stupid
what I also
thing
love?
To say.
Your sides,
I love that when they make the trade, guys like Pony and Muller and Ilkin and Barrasso are going to be going nuts about how this is such a great trade, the same way we did for Odell Beckham. And in the end, it's going to cost them. That is what I love.
I think this is dumb. I think it's a dumb. I think this is just as dumb as bring on the Yankees. To sit there, buddy, you are up. You got off the bike and you're up against the fence, like playing peekaboo with the Rottweiler on the other side of the fence. That's what you're doing, man. This is not smart. Not a smart thing. I've sat here and preached, and you've agreed with me. I have preached this entire time about how they will pull you down in the gutter. And they will wear you down. They will win that fight in that trench. And you're going to give them another weapon to try to compete against you. Which, by the way, Mike Tomlin, possibly his final season in Pittsburgh, wants to take one more swing at it. Could you imagine if Pittsburgh wins another Super Bowl before us? I will play that audio at my effing funeral. I swear to God, I will make you live that for the rest of your life. My sons will play it at your funeral. I swear to God, a Carmen will play it over your grave if that happens.
To quote the great Freddie
Kitchens,
I'm not
kidding you.
You're living in your fears.
I think that was Todd Haley.
As Todd Haley would say, living in your fears.
Freddie had Pittsburgh started it.
As Freddie would say, Pittsburgh started it, I'll wear that shirt.
As the great Todd Haley would say...
Yeah, I can't just move on.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah. Keith, the marble mouth of Crawford County. Good morning.
Hotline. Yeah, Lima is 100% right on this argument, Ken. I mean, I don't know.
He's right? He's right?
Come on. Yeah. I don't believe he's being sarcastic. You're
100% right. I made the same argument with Nick yesterday. How are we not certain that Brandon Ayuk is not just a system wide receiver? I'm not saying the guy. He had 1,300 yards last year. Yeah, that's a great season. But, like, has he done it for three or four seasons? No, he's not. And I'm not saying he can't do it that way. But when is the last time? Like, we just had Mark Schlereth say this to us the other day about the wide receiver position. When is the last time a guy has been
since Mark Schlereth said it, and won that's it.
Well, he made a damn good point, Ken. Like, when is the last time a team has won the Super Bowl? You're acting like Pittsburgh is going to just all of a sudden blow up the league offensively
to win the Super Bowl, we don't need any good wide receivers. We should forget talking about wide receivers. Why are they drafting them in the first round?
You think that they're just we don't go need out any good wide receivers. Bowl just so they trade for Brandon Ayuk.
I'm not saying that they're going to go out and win the Super Bowl. I challenge Tone and say, no.
If Brandon Ayuk is worth the money that Pittsburgh would be willing to pay him if they trade for him, why is San Francisco trading him?
I think they have to make sure that they're able to pay Brock Purdy if Brock Purdy becomes the real deal. I think they have to make sure that they have the...
Well, that is not the reason.
Tell me more about the San Francisco 49ers and how great they are, even though their last drafts have been garbage.
It's because the rest of their roster is the strength of that team. Ken, who is the star of the San Francisco 49ers?
Kyle Shanahan.
Trent Williams.
Offensively, if you...
Trent Williams is on the offensive line.
Okay. If you had to keep three players offensively for the San Francisco 49ers, where's Brandon Ayuk rank right now, today?
Third.
For the next three seasons.
You're going to say Christian McCaffrey, who's 28 years old now, and has hit that mark that everybody made the big deal about Nick Chubb before he got seriously injured?
Christian McCaffrey.
Randy Cross.
You are putting Christian.
Gary Plummer. Okay, I'm just making jokes now. I'm not trying to get out of it.
Jim Druckenmiller.
Okay, let Pittsburgh trade.
It's because you know we're right.
I don't believe you're right.
They can play another receiver in that. They can't replace Christian McCaffrey in that offense. Brock Purdy is what he is at quarterback. They know that.
Well, eventually they're going to have to.
The offensive line. George Kittle is one of the best tight ends in the game. Like, Brandon Ayuk is totally replaceable for them.
Okay. All right.
That's why they're willing to deal.
Make the trade.
Kyle Shanahan is what makes them everywhere he's
you
been.
You better pray to God.
Whatever
if
they,
yeah, fine. If you want to make the trade, make the trade. That's cool.
Well, you're putting a lot of faith in Arthur Smith. I mean, he's proven a lot.
I think he can call an offense. I don't think he was a great head coach. I think he can call an offense.
You need other players in offense. You need a quarterback. They don't have one right now.
I said they could take care of the guy. You decide not to listen to me. That's fine. That's okay.
They have zero on the offensive line right now. Put all the faith in.
And they just addressed it. They just addressed it with a great combo player that can play well. And I know that, but they just addressed that, and they'll be okay in that sense. I have a feeling that the Pittsburgh Steelers will at least keep their head above water.
Brandon Ayuk, $3 million plus. You can't afford to pay.
Yes, I got to tell you, I think it's the dumbest argument you two have ever made.
George Pickens comes up for a deal in another 2 years, you're not paying him either.
There you go. Challenge the Steelers. That always works out well for us.
All right.
There you go.
Good win there, Lima.
Thank you. Well done. Congratulations to both of you. Challenging the Pittsburgh Steelers. The team that found a way to beat us with Duck Hodges. Yeah, do that.
Man, Steelers have been able to draft good wide receivers, but by the end of their terms there in Pittsburgh, always seem to cause problems.
That guy makes decisions that feeds my family, that guy who just called in. That's scary. That's scary to me. How's that for a sobering thought for everybody, eh? My kids eat because of the decisions the marble mouth of Crawford County makes. I need Andy Roth to come in here and agree with me, because then I'm really going to be weirded out about this place. If he agrees with you, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll start my own radio station with common sense. Colton in Cuyahoga Falls, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
I'm doing horrible. Go ahead.
First off, that take on Brandon Ayuk was crazy. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Just go ahead. Let's pull down our pants and shake our ass in front of the dog. Let's see if he bites
us. What part do you disagree with?
All of it. He's one of the best route runners in the game. Like, he's an elite.
I heard Jerry Jeudy was one of the best route runners in the game. I heard Amari Cooper is one of the best route runners. I heard Elijah Moore as well. I hear it about 40 guys every year.
So you're ripping the Steelers possibly making that move by ripping the Browns and the moves that they made.
No, what I am saying.
But you're also saying you're not afraid of the Steelers making that move because of the moves that the Browns have made.
I think he's a system guy. And you're going to make him the highest paid player. You're going to make him the highest paid wide receiver. And then he's going to stew in Pittsburgh like every wide receiver does. And they don't even know who their quarterback is. You're telling me about their system. They don't even know who the quarterback is going to be.
My next point, I just had a hopeful prediction. This probably won't happen for three players. Okay. Either Keon Coleman, Jonathan Brooks, or Michael Hall for us for a defensive tackle. I'd be happy with either of those. With that being said, I've always wanted to say this. Can you guys sweet chin music me off the air?
Yeah, sure.
You can't. It's not a cup of coffee, buddy. You can't just order it up. Marcus and Aurora, you're next up on the Fan. No one tells DJ Request what to play. Marcus, hello. Hey,
happy Friday, guys. Listen, Ayuk, the one thing he does do that Arthur Smith probably likes is he run blocks, because Deontay Johnson never did that. But he's not as good a player as CeeDee Lamb. So if you're the Steelers, you really want to pay him, make him the highest paid receiver in the league. That's crazy, because I think CeeDee Lamb and trade Ayuk.
A second round pick for him.
Yeah, but CeeDee Lamb's not available.
I know, but the point is, you're going to overpay the guy. That's, if you're the Steelers, that's the issue. You're going to overpay him,
Marcus,
aren't you?
But what does it matter if a guy's leaving after this year and Mike Tomlin, where he's in his final year as his contract? He hasn't signed. Has he signed an extension?
Hold on.
And this is my problem that I have with Anthony's argument. Is he's using Brown's decisions to say that he's not afraid of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that means that these players are going to work against the Browns, even though they play for the Browns, in a situation against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That doesn't make any sense.
System guy.
No. And you know, he does run block. He is a good player. He's a physical receiver. He's certainly better, I would say, than Deontay Johnson. That's the perks of the trade. If they can work out a reasonable salary for the guy, then you're right, Kenny. It is a good deal for the Steelers. Right. And like I said, he run blocks. And Arthur Smith loves that stuff.
I won't be able to see it. By the way, I'm working too late tonight. I can't come to the liquor store.
You're the man. You got to do the job. Boy, that Cavs loss was ugly. That's all I can say, gentlemen.
It was the Pits. Thank you very much.
They'll be back Saturday, 1 o'clock.
I agree with you there. 216.
They will definitely play the game at that time.
474-0092. Coming up next, coming in hot. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste.
Smart, guys.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing from Anthony Lima, who is a college graduate and an American citizen, who is talking about let's just go ahead and challenge the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. I hope you clip him like you clip me. I hope that happens. It's the one with about 60 pounds out of his voice. You'll be able to figure it out real quick.
Like Eminem last night on that stage in Detroit, I'm not afraid.
Oh, my God. 216-474-0092. Ken Carman, Tone Master General. Coming in hot. Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.